This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day on the markets. The Dow up about 400 points. Are they celebrating the fact that for those who have had Trump withdrawal, and meaning that you just can't handle a day without a statement by President Trump, he's been kind of hiding away. He came out on Veterans Day, laid a wreath. He hasn't said much. He's going to be talking to the press today. Minutes from now, we will go to him live, of course. He is going to be delivering an update on Operation Warp Speed. That is going to be a very important statement by the president. This is his first one in a while. Don't know if he'll take questions. Questions about when he plans to concede. Does he really plan to run for president in 2024? Who knows what they'll ask him? Who knows if he'll take any questions at all? But it will be significant because there is significant news all over about the coronavirus, which is raging. New state lockdowns. Some specific instructions from the CDC and elsewhere on how we're supposed to conduct our Thanksgiving meals. We will get to that. There is breaking news. The Oregon governor has ordered a two-week coronavirus freeze, restricting bars and restaurants to takeout and closing some businesses. There is also very big news on the election front. If you've been looking at these electoral maps, looking at who carried which states, of course, it's all been decided except for three states: North Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona. They're all close. Well, they've all been decided. And President Trump won North Carolina. That's 15 electoral votes. Joe Biden has been awarded right now both Georgia and Arizona. There will be a recount in Georgia, a very ambitious hand recount of every single ballot. But with Joe Biden 14,000 votes ahead in Georgia, the general consensus from observers is that even if President Trump gains a few hundred votes in a recount, Georgia will go to Joe Biden. So how is the White House doing on this entire matter of where they're going and what they're doing? And by the way, the final Electoral College total, assuming that everything goes well and that there's not some kind of breakdown or some kind of attempt by legislatures to actually certify electors, members of the Electoral College, who were not chosen by the voters in that state. That happened once before in American history in 1876, but it would be wildly controversial and a very dangerous precedent, it seems to me. Where we are right now is with all the states called, President Trump winning North Carolina for 15 electoral votes, Joe Biden winning Georgia with 16 electoral votes, and then also winning Arizona by 11 electoral votes, leading Meghan McCain. Cindy McCain was actively campaigning for Biden. I don't know who Meghan McCain ended up voting for. I know her husband, Ben Domenech, was strongly and behind President Trump. But Meghan McCain tweeted out, "I like people who don't lose Arizona," which, of course, is an echo of President Trump's. There's actually a beautiful picture of the late Senator McCain smiling and saying, "I like people who don't lose Arizona." Okay, President Trump apparently has lost Arizona. They won't get a recount there, I don't believe. But the point being that right now, if the Electoral College comes in and all the electors are faithful, and there have been new legal measures that have been taken to make sure they stay faithful. In other words, if you are chosen as an elector from your state, you can't vote for Chief Screaming Eagle. That one of the electors for Hillary from Washington State voted for some Native American chief I had never heard of. And it wasn't Screaming Eagle, but it was something like that. So we got an Electoral College vote. That won't happen this time because they have penalties now built in for any electors who try that kind of trick. But the final total is 306 votes for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and 232 votes for Donald J. Trump and Michael Pence. So where do we go from here? Well, first of all, on this matter of whether the vote is reliable or honest or you can count on it, there was actually a coalition of federal and state officials yesterday, toward the end of the day, who issued a statement that said that this more than 100 state and federal electoral officials, including very important people, said yesterday that there was no evidence at all that votes were compromised or altered in last week's presidential election. They rejected unsubstantiated claims of widespread fraud. The statement from cybersecurity experts trumpeting the November 3rd election as the most secure in U.S. history amounted to the most direct refutation of efforts to undermine the integrity of the contest. It echoed repeated assertions by election experts and state officials over the last week that the election unfolded smoothly, without broad irregularities. By the way, if Trump wanted to take credit for that, he could. That when he was president, we had an election that went very smoothly, certainly compared to the election that Obama presided over. Isn't that a plus for President Trump if he wanted to claim it? This was the thought of Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, and I think it's a clever thought. If Joe Biden really wanted to troll Donald Trump right now, he could start praising him. Thank him for the great progress with Operation Warp Speed, which we're going to be hearing about later, and about the coronavirus vaccine that is coming our way. Talk about this statement by all of these federal and state officials all across the country who said everything went beautifully with this election. And the statement said, while we know there are many unfounded claims and opportunities for misinformation about the process of our elections, we can assure you we have the utmost confidence in the security and integrity of our elections, and you should too. The statement was distributed by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which spearheaded federal election protection efforts. It was tweeted by the agency's director, Chris Krebs, who hours earlier had been the subject of a Reuters story that said he had told associates that he expected to be fired by Trump before Trump leaves office on January 20th. Krebs has been vocal on Twitter in repeatedly reassuring Americans that the election was secure and that their votes would be counted. America, we have confidence in the security of your vote, and you should too. And really, you should too. The entire legal process is playing itself out. We are making progress toward a moment where I believe President Trump is going to help effectuate a smooth transition, which helps all Americans. In the midst of a coronavirus, in the midst of all this weird Russian stuff that is going on in near Alaska, with 14 incursions by Russian jets into U.S. airspace with no explanation, with all of that going on, it's important to give Vice President Biden, soon to be President Biden, the security briefings that he and his staff want. And it's important to move forward. The federal government is the biggest, most powerful, most expensive organization in the world. It is. And to change personnel in that kind of massive operation, well, it really does require a lot of logistical handover. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the latest coronavirus news and also the next steps in settling this election and installing a new administration. Coming up. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about maybe not the end, maybe not the beginning of the ad, but the end of the beginning, to paraphrase Winston Churchill, in terms of this great national election. By the way, the New York provided another electoral surprise out in Staten Island. They had good news and bad news. The good news was that a Republican captured a congressional seat in New York City. Yes, think about it. Now, Staten Island has always been the most conservative of all the five boroughs, but Max Rose was a pretty moderate Democrat, and he just lost. And replaced by a Republican, conservative Republican, on Staten Island in New York City. Now, the bad news from Staten Island is they arrested a Nazi, and I'm sorry he is, who was planning to blow away various people, starting with his state's senior senator, Chuck Schumer. So Chuck Schumer has the double whammy of, well, first of all, Senator Schumer, I'm sure, is very grateful that the FBI and the federal authorities have arrested this guy. How did they know he was planning this kind of horrible stuff? He was planning to go into crowds of demonstrators, BLM demonstrators, with pipe bombs and to blow people to smithereens. He posted it all on the internet. Okay, just a little public service announcement here. First of all, don't have those thoughts. And secondly, don't you dare ever act on them, please. And number three, it's incredibly stupid to put stuff up on the internet that can be associated with your name where they can track it down and figure out who you are. If you're talking about killing a U.S. senator and you're talking about murdering a lot of your fellow citizens, it's not going to go well for you. And the fellow who was arrested on Staten Island has a whole bunch of problems and richly deserves them. Meanwhile, we do not appear to have huge problems with this election. There are no claims of credible foreign interference. They're unlike last time, where the Russians were involved in various attempts at hacking and running bots and ads. Basically, all sides are saying the Russians, the Iranians, they were all getting ready to try stuff, but they were basically diverted by a fairly efficient and on-point operations by the U.S. government. And that's a good thing. And again, it's the kind of thing that you have to, in order to be fair, give a little bit of credit to Donald J. Trump for that. And maybe it'll make him feel better, given some of what is going on in the White House right now. The report from Maggie Haberman, who has been really a pretty fascinating reporter for the New York Times about the internal workings of the White House, had just announced she's writing a book about it. But Maggie Haberman reports, at a meeting on Wednesday of this week, 2 days ago, at the White House, President Trump had something he wanted to discuss with all his advisors, and many of whom have told him his chances of succeeding at changing the results of the 2020 election are thin as a reed. President Trump then proceeded to press his advisors on whether Republican legislatures could pick pro-Trump electors and a handful of key states and deliver him the electoral votes he needs to change the math and give him a second term. It was not a detailed conversation or really a serious one, the people briefed on it said, nor was it reflective of any obsessive desire of Mr. Trump's to remain in the White House. He knows it's over, one advisor said. But instead of conceding, they said, he is floating one improbable scenario after another for staying in office while he contemplates his uncertain post-presidential future. By dominating the story of his exit from the White House, he hopes to keep his millions of supporters energized and engaged for whatever comes next. The president has insisted to aides that he really defeated Joseph R. Biden Jr. on November 3rd, but it is unclear whether he actually believes that to be true. And instead of conducting discreet requests for recounts, Mr. Trump has made a series of spurious claims, seizing on conspiracies fanned on the Internet. The latest was yesterday, when he falsely claimed that on Twitter that Dominion voting machines switched hundreds of thousands of his votes to Mr. Biden, citing a report he had seen on the fringe network OANN, One America News Network, something even his supporters called ridiculous, and a federal agency overseeing cybersecurity disavowed in a statement. As a next step, Mr. Trump is talking seriously about announcing that, yes, he is planning to run again in 2024, aware that whether he actually does it or not, it will freeze an already crowded field of possible Republican candidates. And Republicans say it will keep the wide support he showed even in defeat and could guarantee a lucrative book deal or speaking fees. Of course, it was reported yesterday on Axios that he's talking about setting up his own digital network as an alternative to Fox. Now, all of this is going on at a time where we are facing a pandemic. And there are talks about a national lockdown. And a lot of speculation that that might be one of the first things that Joe Biden tries to do. I doubt that he will do it. I suspect much more that he will listen to Dr. Fauci, who I am quite sure is going to continue in his service as one of our leading infectious disease experts. Dr. Fauci said this, clip one, on Good Morning America. Listen.
Dr. Fauci, do you believe that we're headed for a national lockdown?
You know, I don't know. We would like to stay away from that, Robin, because there is no appetite for locking down on the American public. But I believe that we can do it without a lockdown. I really do. I mean, sometimes when people talk about the measures that I'm suggesting we double down on, they equivocate that and say that, well, that makes that not a lockdown. It isn't necessarily lockdown. You could still get businesses going. You could still have economic forward thinking while you're doing that. You don't necessarily have to shut everything down. Hopefully we won't have to do that. If we can do the public health measures, we wouldn't have to do that. The best opposite strategy to locking down is to intensify the public health measures short of locking down. So if you can do that well, you don't have to take that step that people are trying to avoid, which has so many implications, both psychologically and economically. We'd like not to do that.
Okay, this is very important. So what that means is wear your mask, wash your hands, keep your social distance, and keep positive, because we are making progress on the vaccine, Operation Warp Speed, and more. So why is it some governors are trying to get in the way of that progress? Democratic governors. We'll talk about that with Alex Barrazo, microbiologist, coming right up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will break his post-election silence this afternoon with remarks at 4 o'clock Eastern Time regarding the development of a coronavirus vaccine. President Trump has not spoken publicly since last Friday. Today's event in the Rose Garden will focus on Operation Warp Speed and the Trump administration's effort to speed development of a vaccine. All eyes still on Georgia, as both of Georgia's U.S. senators are in runoff elections. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins saying this is the time to be looking into illegal ballot harvesting and other things that aren't allowed under Georgia law.
It shouldn't be allowed. In fact, if people know about that, they need to get in contact with us. They need to contact and make come forth with affidavits saying this is not allowed. This is not something you're able to do is to take and harvest these votes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Pleased to welcome my friend Dr. Alex Barazow, who is a PhD microbiologist, PhD at the University of Washington. He's a science writer and a public speaker who specializes in debunking junk science for the American Council on Science and Health. And I wanted to speak to you, Alex, about a fine column you wrote. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And it's a column about two very popular governors, Gavin Newsom of California and Andrew Cuomo of New York, who both claim that we follow the science, we follow the science, we follow the science. But when it comes to the upcoming vaccine that I think the president is going to be speaking about a few minutes from now, when it comes to that, they're not so eager to follow the science, are they?
No. And what's particularly odd is what Andrew Cuomo said, which was that they didn't want to take the they were not in favor of the distribution plan because it may not be it may be dangerous or may not be following the science. I don't even know what that means. You know, there's going to be a plan to get the vaccine out to as many people as possible and to vaccinate probably first responders and healthcare workers first and then the elderly and, you know, people who need it. But there's only going to be about 25 million, doses. And, you know, there's going to be a shortage. So whatever plan we have is by definition going to be inadequate. But what Governor Cuomo is basically saying is, you know what, we don't want them here in New York. Like, all right, you know, more people are going to die. So I guess it's consistent with his earlier policy of putting COVID patients in nursing homes.
Does he turn this whole policy around the moment that Joe Biden becomes president of the United States?
Are you suggesting it's political, Michael?
Andrew Cuomo, political? It could have nothing to do with that.
It would not surprise me whatsoever.
Uh-huh. In terms of the vaccines, isn't it alarming that some of the surveys, and of course the vaccine isn't quite a reality yet, but some of the surveys suggest that up to a third of Americans say they wouldn't take it. Do you think that's political, or is this just the influence of those demonic anti-vaxxers?
I am going to say that it's not just the influence of anti-vaxxers. I think that there is concern, because the vaccine was created quickly, that there might be something wrong with it. I'll be honest with you, Michael. If it wasn't a company like Pfizer, let's say it was Moderna's vaccine, and I have no problem with Moderna, but Moderna's a new company. They're not like Pfizer. Pfizer's been around forever. I would wait. I probably wouldn't be first in line to get a vaccine like that, because it's new and it's never been, it hasn't been tested in millions of people. But Pfizer, man, is a solid company. They've been around a long time. They are professionals in making vaccines. So I would encourage everyone, if you can get it, go get it. I plan to.
Yeah. Now, what about Gavin Newsom? What's his problem with the vaccines? Why is the governor of California objecting to the distribution plans?
Well, the governor of California, as well as, I believe, Oregon and our own brilliant governor, Jay Inslee, and the Nevada governor, they've all decided that they are going to review independently of the FDA whether or not the vaccine is safe and meets, certain safety and efficacy standards. Good luck to them. The FDA is the best in the world at this. There's simply just not enough staff in these states to do something like that. They don't have the expertise or the professional ability.
All four of these governors have advanced degrees in medical sciences, right?
I'm sure that's the case.
Former Democratic governor of Oregon, John Kitzhaber, was a doctor, but still, I don't think he would take it on himself to inspect the vaccine personally. What is the point of this political posturing right now, scaring people about the vaccine?
Well, I mean, it's sort of the culmination of what we have seen coming for years now, which is information is itself now partisan, and we live in two separate realities. We live in a blue reality and a red reality, and unfortunately, that now applies to public health as well.
In terms of public health, I heard the governor speaking, Governor Inslee here in Washington, speaking last night, and he wants to limit Thanksgiving meals to people who are in your household. And he didn't quite get to some of the detail the CDC has gotten to in terms of what to serve and how to seat people. But do you think that's a valid piece of advice, that people should be very careful about having big groups on Thanksgiving?
I think that people should be careful about having large groups. At the same time, I also think that if you tell people to not have Thanksgiving or to only have it with people in your own household, people are going to stop listening to the government, because it's getting absurd. We're now being told essentially, don't live your normal life anymore. Don't have Thanksgiving. What's next? No more Christmas? We can't buy presents? I mean, they've already canceled Black Friday, right? The big shopping day after Thanksgiving. There comes a point where people say this is enough. And I think when you start telling people how many people you can have in your house and when you can have Thanksgiving and how big of your family can be, I think people are going to stop listening.
Yeah, and it's not a great time to stop listening. I mean, we set an all-time record for new cases yesterday. Deaths are up. What's ahead for the United States if you were to project out, say, the next 6 months? Alex, what would you look for?
A rough winter. We're going to have a rough winter. But it's not going to be just the United States. It's going to be Europe as well. People are tired of being in lockdown and cold viruses, which is what the coronavirus is. It's a cold virus, but it's a deadly cold virus. These things are just impossible to stop. And it's going to spread. And what we really need to do, make sure you wear your mask, make sure you wash your hands, and for heaven's sake, they have to lock down nursing home facilities and long-term healthcare facilities. I believe that's where the huge spike in deaths has occurred in the Midwest. And we've got to learn our lesson that those people are the most vulnerable.
What about, you heard about Congressman Don Young, just elected to his 25th term in the House of Representatives. He's 87 years old. He had poo-pooed the virus, Republican from Alaska. He just tested positive. But the chances are, even someone 87 years old, the chances are he should come through it, right?
Chances are you survive, but it's about an 8% death rate at that age. So, I mean, that's sort of Russian roulette levels, right? So, you know, may he recover and be well, because I would not want to get a disease that has an 8% death rate.
Well, it's interesting you said Russian roulette, because as we all know, from Alaska, you can see Russia. Not from your porch necessarily, but there are parts of Alaska where you can see parts of Russia.
And there's new news story just broke a couple of hours ago that Russia and North Korea were trying to hack into COVID-19 data, I think in regard to making a vaccine.
Uh-huh, yeah, that Russian vaccine you haven't taken, have you?
No, comrade. That's one of the ones I won't be getting. that one, if that's the one the world is going to get, no, thank you.
that's Dr. Alex Barazow. Yeah, not a lot of faith in Putin's vaccine. I don't even know if President Putin has taken it, but we will find out. Meanwhile, considering your Thanksgiving table, there's a piece of advice from CDC that it is so ridiculous and so bizarre that even folks on CNN are making fun of it. What is that piece of advice? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because Clear Play loves good movies.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
The Michael Medved Show, let the record show that I do not want in any way to downplay or poo-poo or denigrate attempts to try to avoid super spreader events, attempts to try to be judicious and prudent and smart and life-protecting about the very real threat of coronavirus. And I think most people are, not everybody. And however, I thought what the governor did, the governor of Washington, talking about people, enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family, but sit down, and this is not the time for traveling, he said, for Thanksgiving, or going long distances, or doing big gatherings at home. And Alex Berzow of American Council on Science and Health agrees with that. By the way, you can sign up for the ACSH newsletter, the American Council on Science and Health. There's a bunch of stories and a bunch of information. It's free, completely free. Just go to our website and click on the banner. But CNN... and Jake Tapper, and I've said before, I think Jake Tapper tries hard to do a fair and smart job. And I think he does. Even talking a little bit about one aspect of the Center for Disease Control and their guidance for observance of the Thanksgiving holiday. Listen.
Professor, we know that get-togethers, even small ones, can spread the virus. In New Jersey alone, 5 coronavirus outbreaks were linked to Halloween parties. The new CDC guidelines for small gatherings include requiring everyone to wear a mask, even outdoors, avoiding direct contact, including handshakes and hugs, keeping music levels down to avoid people singing or trying to shout over the noise, avoiding potluck-style gatherings, and having one person serve all the food so multiple people are not handling the serving utensils. Is there anything else you can think of to add to the list?
Stay apart if you can. Wear that mask and enjoy Thanksgiving, even though it's a COVID Thanksgiving, Jake.
The keeping the music levels down to avoid people singing. Now, when you talk about keeping the music levels down, I understand you don't want, because singing is particularly dangerous. My wife has emphasized that. It's one of the. And we'll see if it's during Christmas or Thanksgiving. I don't know that many families for whom singing is a tradition on Thanksgiving or playing loud music in the background where people would just uncontrollably start singing and then having all those particles come out of your mouth into the air and infect other people. Look, it's all grim and it's serious, but the thing about the serving utensils, that's an interesting point and probably makes some sense. And certainly lots and lots of hand washing over a Thanksgiving meal. Appreciate that advice. Speaking of advice, there is a piece that I thought was very powerful, actually, in the Wall Street Journal. And it actually was powerful because it put together a what if. And the what if is, what if we lived in a country that just got rid of this Electoral College? The Electoral College is an important part of American tradition. It's an important part of our Constitution. It seems to me it is worth sustaining and keeping and embracing, maybe fixing some of the ways that we have this right now winner take all in every state, where the winner in California, of course, this time was Joe Biden, got all 55 delegates, even though President Trump got more than 5 million votes in California. Now, okay, get rid of the winner-take-all, but keep the Electoral College. But Stephen Landsberg, who is a professor of economics at University of Rochester in New York, says, imagine a future presidential election in which the incumbent refuses to concede. And then he enlists the full power of the federal government to overturn the apparent Democratic outcome. Now imagine that the election in question is actually run by a federal agency or by some nationwide quasi-governmental authority charged with collecting and aggregating the results from all 50 states. He says, I don't know about you, but I might worry a bit about the pressure that could be brought to bear on that single governmental authority. I might worry a bit about the objectivity of the Attorney General and the federal election commissioners who were appointed by the president, who would be in a position to ramp up that pressure. And he talks about the last time that Vladimir Putin ran for president in Russia, he had a squeaker election. He only won 77% of the vote, which I think is the lowest percentage he ever got. But that's what happens if you have one big popular vote. The good thing about the Electoral College, Professor Landsberg is saying, is that it takes a lot of individual authorities, all of whom are public servants, taking a look at different factors. He says, I might also be tempted to meditate on the general perils of centralizing power, and the specific perils of centralizing the power to decide who will yield power. By then, I might be so worked up that I'll manage to forget why the Electoral College is a threat to democracy and how its abolition and the nationalization of presidential elections would help make democracy function more smoothly. But I'll note who to ask for a refresher. By and large, he says, it seems like the people who are most in a dither about the current president's attempt to retain power are the same people who think we ought to make it easier for the next president who wants to do the same thing. I'm sure they can explain that to me. But it's a very fine point, it seems to me, is that if you want to enlarge presidential power, then you put that president in charge totally all around the country of all the votes and all the vote counting. And I do think that some of the big passionate desire to get rid of the Electoral College is going to begin to dissipate a little bit, because this time the clear winner of the Electoral College with 306 electoral votes is the same guy who's probably going to be close to 6 million votes ahead in the popular vote. He's pushing on 5 million right now, and they still have some votes to count, and 306 electoral votes won in the Electoral College, that pending recounts, which they will certainly have in Georgia and may have in other states. When we come back on the Michael Medved Show, we'll be talking a little bit about what went wrong with all the polls. And this is an important issue, and I was actually very delighted to see the New York Times, normally a pillar of liberal orthodoxy, running a front page story about the fact that the pollsters got it wrong again. And they tend to get it wrong in a pattern. And the pattern is they get it wrong by undercounting conservatives. Why do they do that? Is it deliberate? Is it part of some kind of conspiracy? We will check out what the New York Times has to say about that. And then also, if you talk about unlimited power, there is one of the world's most powerful leaders, not because he runs a powerful country, but because he is the only source of any authority or power in the country. He also has one of the most complicated names to master of any world leader. His name is Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov. Yeah, right. He is the dictator of Turkmenistan. And he is the successor to the late Turkmenbashi, who built a big 40-foot-high gold statue of himself and then changed the time zones. Turkmenistan used to have a different set of time because they wanted the statue turned around to always be facing the sun, sort of thing. And they wanted the sun to hit it at a different and special time. In any event, he's dead. He died in 2006. Now there's a new dictator in Turkmenistan who has built another gold statue. And it's not a person. It's not of him. But 19 feet high, what does it commemorate? We will give you that answer. And much more about what went wrong with the polls. We'll also go live to President Trump when he steps up. All of that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.